این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
If you travel throughout the world, you may succeed in finding one, two, or a few. Almost all the riders were from the lower strata, and almost all the inventors were from these same lower strata. When we take note of our own religion, in which our jurisprudence is so rich and our philosophy is so rich, those persons that made this jurisprudence rich and those that made this philosophy so rich were not affluent, resistant of mansions. They were from the lower strata.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRB English Radio. About the concept of patience, Imam Khomeini رحمة الله عليه said, "Patience and forbearance is the burden of misfortunes on man. Make easy the difficulties and strengthen the will and resolution." Well, this speech of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is about the worth of forbearance in difficulties. This category of patience is the greatest because it implies self-dignity, wide-mindedness and progression. Man is naturally the subject of misfortunes that befall him unwillingly, while he has no ability to stop them. The best thing that such a man may practice in such states is to armor himself with steadfastness, without which man will surely collapse and become a palatable bite of graves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his holy book, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. Give glad news to the people who have patience and in difficulty they say, "We are the servants of Allah and to whom we shall all return." It is they who will receive blessings and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who follow the right guidance. Surah Al-Baqarah, verses number 155 to 157.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa Ali
sallallahu alayhi.
Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam said in that regard, "If you practice patience, the destined calamity will befall you while you are rewarded. But if you lose your temper, the destined calamity will befall you while you are sinned." It is worth mentioning that patience that is described as nice stands for the steadfastness against the calamities such as loss of a dear person, usurpation of the wealth, and persecution of the enemy. That is what Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi told us about patience and perseverance in difficulties. I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow us this kind of patience in difficult situations and be pleased with us. Okay, until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night.
and every day.
Every night and every day. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.